Hi, you're listening to Anastasia Girali of The Art of Aligned Living, and this is your Dream Day guided meditation. I want you to find a nice quiet space where you won't be disturbed and sit with your back supported or lying down comfortably, rolling your shoulders back and down. I want you to turn your eyeballs upwards as if you are looking into your third eye, and as you exhale, allow your eyelids to become droopy, heavy, drowsy. On the next exhalation, let your eyelids close down over your upturned eyes. And that flickering feeling that you feel behind your eyelids is a great indication that you are going into REM. So rapid eye movement, it's the perfect state for you to connect with your subconscious mind, with your intuition. Now, on the next breath, forget all about your eyes, the muscles and the nerves in and around your eyes, and let them become heavy, droopy, drowsy. And gently tilt your chin down and look down at your feet. I want you to see your feet, hear your feet, and feel your feet on the surface of the ground. Picture yourself taking one step into a long white corridor. And as you look up at the end of this corridor is a white door with a gold handle. As I count you down, you're going to take a step closer and closer to the door. Feel the surface of your feet touching the ground as you make contact with the ground with every step. In 10 steps, stretch your arms and drag your fingers along the wall. As you're stepping closer, in 8 steps and 7 steps, pay attention to your breath. As your breath slows, your heart rate slows, taking step 6, and every nerve and muscle in your body turns loose, lets loose as you step 5. And see your feet, hear your feet, feel your feet as you step closer on 4. And going deeper into a state of relaxation, deeper into a state of self-awareness, going to step 4. And see your feet, hear your feet, feel your feet as you step 3. And reaching your arm forward towards the door, step 2. Your hand makes contact with the gold handle of the door. And step 1, turn the handle of the door gently and open that door into your future world. Step into the room. Take a moment to look around what this room looks like. Who's in this room? This is your workspace. This is your future work environment. What is it that's so amazing about this space? Pay attention to the people in the room. They can be a combination of clients, of team members, of staff. Pay attention to the smiles, the laughter in the room, the joy in the room. And as you walk past everyone, everyone smiles at you and they thank you. They turn to acknowledge you. You can hear them having conversations amongst themselves about what it's like to work with you, what it's like to be around you. What are they saying? Let your ears prick open and listen to the words that they're saying. Positive, inspirational. She's so wonderful because. What is it that they're saying? What is it that they're saying to you? Thank you so much. Thank you so much for. Finish the sentence. You get to wake up to this beautiful, wonderful, loving environment that you've created. That you've created for yourself and for other people. That you create every single day through the work that you do, through the purpose that you serve, through the passion that you align yourself with. What does it look and feel like? What is the smell in the room? What are the colors in the room? What's the environment like? As you walk past everyone, everyone turns to smile at you. Walk to the front of the room, and in the front of the room there's a wall and shelves, and on this wall and shelves are all your achievements, all your acknowledgements, all your accolades, all your awards and snapshots of the amazing highs in your career, of the amazing highs and wonderful moments in your work. Take a moment to look at them. What do they look like? What are these awards, achievements, accolades that you've collected all these years? What are the achievements that you're so proud of? The moments, the framed pictures, if they were captured in moments, what would they look like? Who are the people in these framed, captured moments? Who are the people that you've served and helped through your work? As a team member, as a leader, as a teacher, as an employee, whatever your role is in this beautiful, loving work environment, who are the people that you've served? Take a moment to touch everything here. Maybe it's the books that you've written. Pick them up and page through them. Smell the ink on the paper. Maybe it's the awards, the achievements, the certificates, the acknowledgements that you've achieved. Maybe it's just the pictures of all the people, the wonderful moments that you've had in your career, all the people that you've served alongside, and the people that you are serving currently. Look at these pictures, look at these smiling faces. Take in every single detail, and as you turn around to face the room, everyone is turned to face you. Everyone is smiling and clapping. Everyone is acknowledging you. Everyone is so happy and pleased to be here celebrating you. Look at their faces. Some of them are new, some of them are familiar. Look at every single one of those smiles. Hear every single one of the comments that they are sharing with each other about what it's like to work with you, what it's like to be around you. Now turn to the door on your left and reach for this handle. Again, it's a white, beautiful, big white door with a gold handle, and turn the handle and step into your future home, your future space. Step into this space and take a look around. What does your home look like? What is the view from your windows like? What are you overlooking? What does the furniture in your room look like? What does the furniture in your living room, in your kitchen, in your bedroom? What are the materials that are used in this beautiful architectural space? What's the surface of the ground like? What colors are the wall? What's the surface of the furniture like? Touch it. As you walk around, touch all the furniture. Feel the surfaces, feel the fabrics, feel the materials. Look at the pictures on the wall. Who are the people in your life? Who are these smiling, beautiful faces? Take in every single picture, every single moment, every single little souvenir that this space has in it. What are the memories that all these souvenirs and pictures symbolize? What are the memories that you've created in this beautiful space with these beautiful people, these beautiful faces? And feel just how much love there is in this space. Go over to a chest of drawers, and there's a note on this chest of drawers. It's from future you. And she tells you that there's an envelope in the first drawer, especially for you, and that you've earned it. Open up the drawer and see a beautiful, big, solid paper envelope, and in beautiful handwriting, your name on that envelope. As you open up the envelope, you pull out a check that's made to you. Look at this check. What's the number on this check? This is the money that you have worked for. This is the money that you have earned. This is the money that you are so worthy and deserving of. What does this number look like? Pay attention to every single little corner of this beautiful check, of the beautiful calligraphic handwriting with your name, the written out number. The clearly written out amount on this check, and know that this is waiting for you on the other side. This is available to you, and it's already in your hands. You are holding it right here, right now, holding it in your hands. Plug into that feeling of achievement, this feeling of holding your value, your worth, your limitless value and worth in your hands. Hold it near to your heart and just allow yourself to feel the gratitude, to feel the blessing that you are holding right here in your hands on this little piece of paper, and just how much this little piece of paper symbolizes, how much it means. Now pull it away from your chest and look at it again. The number's just doubled so effortlessly. It's just doubled right here in your hands. What does that feel like? Knowing that whatever you hold in your hands can just double and multiply. And when you blink, it's doubled again. And it's just so unbelievable. This number that you never thought you'd be holding right here in your hands is just so effortlessly doubling and doubling and doubling every time you blink. This is an indication of what's possible for you. This is an indication of what's available to you when you are in perfect alignment with your purpose, with your love, with your desires, when you are living the life that you truly deserve and truly desire. And it's just by stepping into alignment that all this became available to you. The amazing career, the amazing co-workers, the amazing team and people that you serve, the beautiful, amazing house and home filled with pictures and memories of the people that you love and people that love you, and all the experiences and travels that you have formed along the way. Take it all in. Have one look around, one last look around this beautiful space that is available to you, that you just stepped into so easily, so effortlessly. Take one last look at the view from your window, what this beautiful, amazing, abundant life has given you. The pictures of all the people in your life that you love, that love you, that you have created all these amazing memories with. And this check right here in your hands, that is here waiting for you, that is in your drawer, that is already here in your hands, just waiting for you to pick it up so easily, so effortlessly. And remember that this money is an indication of how many people you've served and how many people you've helped along the way. This is an indication of a job well done. This is an indication of you living in perfect alignment. How easily it is to attract more and more abundance, financial abundance, love abundance, life abundance into your life when you step into your alignment, when you step into your purpose. Put that check back in the beautiful envelope and prop it up next to a photo. Look at the photo. It can be whatever you want it to be. It's a snapshot of happiness. It's a snapshot of joy. It's a snapshot of the perfect day with the perfect people, with the perfect person, the perfect emotion. Smile and take that picture with you. Take that feeling in that picture in your heart. And know that this is available to you whenever you want to. You can come right back here and visit this space again. You can look at this check again. You can look at these pictures again. You can look at this home again. You can walk into your workspace again effortlessly. Whenever you want to come back and plug into your future, this is all available to you. Now leave the room behind you and make your way back to the long white passage. Closing the door behind you, notice that the door remains unlocked, that it's always open to you. All you need to do is simply turn the door handle. You are the key to this door. And walking back, as I count you back from 5 to 1, I want you to take a nice big breath in on 5, feeling wonderful, feeling amazing, feeling absolutely inspired about what you've just seen. And 4, You're going to wake up from this feeling energized, feeling so perfectly in tune and connected to this vision that you've just seen, to all the details that you've gathered, and to you're going to be journaling about this dream day, this perfect vision that you've just visited in absolute perfect detail, recalling every single little detail, every single sound and smell, every surface that you touched, all the materials, all the people, the faces. And one, as you open up your eyes, you become aware of your surroundings. You still have this feeling from the picture in your heart of this perfect dream state, this perfect feeling. Tuning into that feeling, write out in your journal what it is that you saw, what it is that you felt, who you saw, how they felt, and describe it in as much detail as you can. This is your dream day journal exercise. Enjoy describing this perfect day, this perfect future vision.